There is this summary that I mentioned under 1.1 subheading 2 towards the end. You need to develop wisdom to understand why form is external manifestation of mind. We are a clear and stable daily mindfulness. Can you understand this statement? Yeah? Why is form termed as external manifestation of mind? If you have a clear and stable daily mindfulness, you will see, you will understand this statement. Can follow? Yeah? How do you come to see form?
Perception.
Ah, perception. So when you are mindful, aware, you are at the moment of perception, understand? It's not a knowledge and a theory. If you take it as a knowledge and theory, oh, form is external manifestation of mind. Then people ask you, why? Ratio seola. There is your answer. But if you really saw it in your awareness-based meditation when you are mindful, then you can be at the moment of perception. Every moment you perceive something, whether through your seeing consciousness or hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process. You can see. See means what? The awareness is aware of it. So when you are cultivating with the awareness, then this awareness witness it. You don't have to believe. You don't have to quote somebody. Understand not? Before you perceive, it does not manifest, isn't it? When you perceive means what? The mind manifests to perceive the external form, isn't it? That's why that form that you perceive is an external manifestation of mind, your mundane mind. You understand? But this is not a theory, like I always say. Don't listen, accept, believe. Then when people ask you, you cannot explain, you say, brother, do you say one? Or according to the Buddha. Then you won't learn. To learn means have open mind. Don't believe. Why external manifestation? Like I inquired yourself, this year. How do you see form? Then like Sui said, you need to perceive it. Who perceive? The mind perceive. Then external form arise. So what is the external form? It's an external manifestation of what the mind do, understand not? That's why form is external manifestation of mind. Can follow? So this is very important. Without mindfulness, you cannot. Then when you see it, that's why you know it's unreal. Form is unreal. Why? Externally, if you are mindful, aware, you can see the paticca-samuppada, the dependent originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, how it manifests. How causes and conditions created the arising of the form. Depending on causes and conditions, it arises. So it's already not so real. There is dependent originating. Without condition, it doesn't exist. No reality at all. Then the other thing is, how do you know that form? You perceive it through memory, which is an image, even more unreal. That's why you will see the unreality of form. Form is not what you think, very solid, very tangible. Just the knowing of it, the understanding of it, the awakening through the mindfulness and the Dhamma cultivation that awaken your understanding. It's totally different. That awareness allow you to witness all this, to see all this, and to awaken to this truth. That's why I say after that form delusion, which is very powerful, can be overcome. Hence, if you can't see form, you can't see mind. Your form is much more grosser. The mind is more subtle. However, with wisdom born of the direct seeing, mindfulness, awareness, form and mind delusion will cease to be. That is the meaning. So when they cease to be, you realize enlightenment, leading to enlightenment in the here and the now. Means external form has got no power over you. Everything that you perceive through your mind has got no power over you. Because you saw the creation process, the delusion, dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena. And everything just arise and pass away, come and go, come and go. Perception, come and go, come and go. How real can it be? Feeling, come and go. Did you die? You didn't die. So how can feeling be you? How can perception be you? Perception is just an image. When you have the direct seeing, you see everything, external form. They are all dependent originating. Not a permanent unchanging entity. No reality, empty. Condition like that, things arise. Sustaining condition continue, that it sustains its existence. Then when condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. Gone, no more. Like every segment of your life. Can you understand? This is how you should perceive it. Not through knowledge. Not through repeating what you hear, what you read, or what you learn from people. I mean, you can listen to my sharing. Then you have to contemplate, reflect, and investigate into it, like the Buddha said. Investigate means what? Through your own stability of mindfulness, you train yourself to actually check on it. Whether it matches with your direct experience or not. So that is not a theory. But you use the thought process to reason and grasp and cling onto that knowledge, thinking that you know, you never learn. Your concept idea become knowledge. Knowledge become intellect. It's not wisdom. It cannot free you. It cannot bring about awakening. It cannot transform your understanding. You will continue to grasp, cling, hold through delusion. But you will never believe that this is not you, especially your physical body and mind as a human being. You believe or not, before you know the Dhamma. They say you are not what you are. So all this, when you go through the spiritual cultivation, you start to develop understanding and awakening. Then the understanding and awakening, which is wisdom, is very different from thought-based cultivation, which is knowledge. So knowledge cannot free, cannot liberate the mind. You need wisdom born of the direct seeing, the awareness nature within. Okay? So this one is very important. Eh?